Hey Zeus.
Hello.
Hey Zeus, I'm out here at Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. I just wanted to touch base with you on everything. Been kind of looking over your account. I try to, like I said, stay on top of everybody. We sent you a couple of leads the last few days now. Have you been getting those texts and working those leads?
Yeah, I called in and everything, but some of the numbers don't even exist. So I'm confused because I haven't get.
Here's the phone number, the 828-779.
And I called them. Yeah, I called.
It's not working? Don't work?
A lot of, all the leads, the y'all sent me, none of them work.
What do you mean they don't work? Like the phone number's not working?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to call it right now. Hold the line. Let me just see. Hold on. Let's see what's going on. Okay, so the first one, it went straight to the voicemail. It said, hi, this is Tony. Did you ever leave a voicemail to that guy and, like, try to get in touch with him?
Like I tell you, like, for some reason, when I call, not even the name or anything, I even text them and nothing.
Even texted, huh? Because
mm-hmm.
The first one I just called, and it went to a voicemail, so it's a real number. Let me call this next one. Yoni is this person. I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, I just literally called it. Hold on, I'm going to call this next person.
You say again. Johnny or something?
Yeah, the next one's Yoni.
That guy, I call him, and he was just looking, for work.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
What about Marianne? Did you talk to her?
No. Nah.
She said need some tree limbs cut.
I called, text, nothing.
On Marianne? Okay, let me call her.
Yep.
Let me see what's going on with Marianne. Let's see. Yeah, you gotta obviously like. Yeah, it's ringing right now. When you look at all the leads, do you have the app?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then you text everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you call them though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not just picking up, or what's going on with them?
It looks like, and some, they say...
I mean, like, how, like, obviously you call them, you're like, hey, you know, this is Jesus from, you know, JMS Tree Service,
yes.
You know, had reached out to us, I'd love to go ahead and speak with you, and you kind of leave them a voicemail, right? You leave them a voice message?
Yes.
Okay. And they're not, none of them are returning your call?
Nope.
Wow. Because I don't hear...
So...
I mean, yeah, you're going to have some leads that are in there that are like...
Yeah, and like I say, not just those three leads, all the leads that you sent me since I'm working with y'all, none of them...
Did you ever call Charles? Here, let me call Charles. You got to... Sometimes you might need to call him a couple times or send him a few texts, but usually they're going to, like...
I mean, for a call, you can call, like, twice and no more than that, you know? Because sometimes they... I mean, if it's someone else that is not even looking for tree work or something, they got upset too, you know?
Yeah.
So, this is going to be my last month.
Charles? No, I'm looking for Charles. Yeah, my name's Matt. You had actually reached out to us in regards to getting some tree trimming. I work for JMS Tree Service. Does that ring a bell? You already had it cut and done. Okay. Did you remember us getting back to you, though, about it? You don't remember anybody getting back. Okay. Well, I just want to stay on top of everybody to make sure that we, you know, keep in touch and whatnot. But, okay. Thank you so much, Charles. You have a great rest of your day, okay? You have more? Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? When do you think you want us to reach back out to you to see what we could do for you? Like, when you plan on, like, needing to get trimmed, would you say? Around August? Okay. No worries. I'll have my team reach back out to you, sir, around August, and then we'll go ahead and talk to you more about getting those tree trimmed, and we'll give you a good price, okay? Thank you, Charles. You have a great rest of your day. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. You there, Jesus?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so I just talked to Charles, so put him down for August callback. But, yeah, you got to stay on top of the league, man. I mean, like, you know. I mean, you got to
call
him. Like,
I'm sure
you called him, and I'm sure you've been texting him. But, you know, like, you know, I just made a couple calls, and I just got one a whole one one right now, and he already got a trim. So.
Imagine 104.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't answer me. They answer y'all, but they don't answer me, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's
no
why I'm going to help you out. Like I said, I'm going to stay on top of it with you. I'm going to put you on my calendar. Well, even if I have to, you know, do this exercise more with you, I don't mind. But because, you know, I want to see you successful. So I'm going to put you more on my calendar and stay on top of your leads here. But, you know, don't be afraid to, like, call them every couple days even until you get them on the phone.
Yeah,
you know?
The only thing I could tell you is, like, I'm going to give y'all one more month and I'm done with y'all because I haven't gotten nothing from y'all at all. Not called, like, all the leads, nothing. And it's been a while already, so it's just...
Yeah, no, I hear you. I completely understand, and I'm going to let my team know. Like, but this is why I'm stepping in, too. Like, you know, these are real leads, though. Like, I mean, he obviously talked to me.
I called 1 month ago about the same thing. I was like, I called one person, and I tell him, look, this is happening with my leads. What is this? You know, like, I'm calling, but nobody's answering. Nobody's saying nothing. Like, I text them, I call them, and they answer someone on the phone.
Yeah, but how many times do you call? Like, if you just call once and text once?
No,
I called
two times. You know, if you leave a message, I mean, they're going to hear you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know people don't return calls, like, a lot of times. You want to try to get them, like, as quickly as possible, but, like, I hear you, too. Like, I mean, I have another guy in Texas, Jesus. He goes through the same thing with me, too. And then some guys, it's like, you know, they don't have this issue. So it's like it's just random, like, guys that I have that do kind of get this problem.
No, because, like, from the other company, I received, like, two leaks today from the other company I work with. And both of the leads answer, like, I call, like, twice. Even if I don't, even in the page, when I call and they don't answer, I leave a message, they always text me back. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just about, like, calling in dang every single day until they answer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
well, let me make sure how my team look at some things. I mean, I know, like, the first part about it was trying to get your Google business profile and everything established and, like, getting that moving. So that took a little bit of time. But then, and so most of the leads you've been getting are the Facebook
I mean, they told
ad.
Me 3 months, you know, that already passed, so.
What was that?
They told me, like, it was going to be ready in 3 months and everything. And after that, you will see the progress. That's what they told me. But, so.
I mean, when did we get you started here? Hold on.
Not sure, but I think it's, like, about ready. What?
Yeah.
4 or 5 months?
I didn't originally start with you, I know. I know we had spoke about the paper leads, right? That's what you and I spoke about. Hold on 1 second. That's where the real quality stuff's going to be is those paper leads. So, yeah, you started at the end of, looks like, November.
See?
Yeah, the end of November. like November 14th is what actually was your first date with us. That's when you signed up was November 14th, right?
Okay.
So it's really, it's been a few months, you know.
Never mind. How can I cancel it? Like, I'll have to send an email or something?
Yeah, you can send an email or whatnot. But like I said, like, let's give it a few more weeks and whatnot. I mean, your billing date's not coming up till the 14th anyways. You know?
Yeah, it's almost
my
there,
recommendation,
so,
to be honest with you, would be to get on those paper leads. Because those are going to be the
I'm
more
good.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but you offered something before. Now you offer something different. So
I'm not offering
that,
something different. I'm offering something in conjunction with this, you know? So the paper leads is something we actually, you and I talked about that, like, several
months
ago.
Yeah, but it was
going
to be more money, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but those are quality leads, you know?
I just sent an email through Local Flash.
Yeah, you just send an email, and or you call the 877 number, like the number, right? And
okay.
You can speak to a live representative, you know.
Oh, okay. I'll call them then. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
But like I said, maybe go through all those leads again. But like I just got a hole in one guy right now, so you know, I mean, it's definitely I don't know. How aggressive you've been on it. Sounds like you have been, but, you know. I mean, one guy, he wants to do something in August, so you can definitely call that guy back. You know what I'm talking about? Make sure you set him up for a reminder. But I would,
I'll look for Charles, and I'll put a reminder.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said,
call
him and
yourself.
He can answer.
Yeah, because he wants to do some more work in August, so that'll be good for you. Then you can go, you know, see. So that should turn into something decent right there, right? So.
Yeah, but I mean, I already spent, I'm paying $300, so from November to now, I already spent more than $1,000 and I haven't get nothing. So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
go back through all those.
That's the thing when I talk to y'all and no, even it was, I don't think it was you, but it was someone else, but told me, no, after the month, you will see all these and these. You know,
yeah.
I just. Don't see nothing. So
I mean,
why.
I could definitely have my team given a call to you and stay on top of some more things. But, you know, it takes a little bit of time for you to get ranking on the search engine. And then that's where, like, the really quality leads come in. I mean, right now you've been mainly getting a lot of Facebook leads, right? Those are still great leads, right? But the quality is way better on Google, right? And so, you know, like I said, it just takes a little bit of time. Right, but you know, let me just see something here. Just checking you on Google here too. JMS, there you are. Okay. Let me just see. I want to see something else. Okay. So another thing, right? Do you know how to get the 5-star reviews on Google?
Sorry?
Do you know how to get the 5-star reviews on Google, Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because there's a feature on our thing. You only have 3 5-star reviews on your Google page.
Yeah.
We need to get that up. I mean, you need to be like at 25, right? And the reason why I say this is because that really does help a lot too. When people see that you only have 5-star, like, 3 5-star reviews, like, it's not enough for them to want to call you, right? So on our app, there's a feature where you can go put past clients' name and phone number into it, and it will send out the automated text message. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Like, you do know how to do that, right? Or do you need me to, like, send you an email on how to do that?
Yeah, I know how to get those. Mm-hmm. Those review on Google.
Okay, using that tool that we have, correct? You know how to use that specific tool in our app?
Yeah, I already went in through it with someone else.
Okay, got it. So what my recommendation is you start putting 2 to 3 people in a day into our system. Don't do it too crazy, too fast, but just do 2-3 people a day. Over time, in the next few weeks, you'll have that thing up to 25, 30 5-star reviews. try that and let's see how that helps you. Because I'm 100% confident that's part of the problem that we're having right now. You only have 3 5-star reviews.
Yeah, so, you know.
They're skipping over you, okay? Another thing, and here, let me show you
that,
okay?
That's the thing that you don't understand. Like, I don't have that problem with the Home Advisor.
Yeah, because Home Advisor right now is giving you a lead service that they're giving leads to multiple people. So with Google, it's going to be a more exclusive lead. Of course, you don't have that problem because they're giving you a lead that they're sending out to 5-6 different people. So they're able to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but still, you know.
Yeah. But people look at your number of Google reviews, right? And when you're on that page and when you're showing up on the search results, right, and they see other guys with like 78 five-star reviews, 56 five-star reviews, who do you think they're going to want to choose? The guy with 3 5-star reviews or the guy that has 78 or 56?
No, yeah, I know. I understand that. But the problem was that I already spoke to you in the beginning and you tell me something and now – and nothing of that happened, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done. I mean, like I say, I'll call probably next week and just cancel the local splice application and that's it.
Yeah. But I would, that. I mean, even for your own good, whether you do that or not, I would really use that feature on our app just to get your 5-star reviews up. It's just going to help you in the long run. You know?
Yeah, it's not a problem. Well, yeah. I'll figure that out.
Yeah,
thank
I would
you.
Just focus on getting like three, like just send 3 of those things out a day and just get that thing at least over to 25. And then you might see what I'm trying to tell you, right? Just getting more 5-star reviews, like that is very important, you know, because there's a lot of competition out there, right? And, you know, only having 3 5-star reviews is definitely hurting you right now. I'm not just saying that. It really is. So, you know, whether you take that advice or not, you know, I just really think that would benefit you in the long run, you know, to get those up so that, you know, people take that seriously and want to call you versus the competition. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
But I appreciate your time. Hopefully some things can get better for you and hopefully we can still retain you and, you know, my recommendation is go back through all those leads, kind of like what I just did right now. Try to get these people on the phone again and, you know, work on those 5-star reviews and then let's see how that goes. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Jesus. You have a great rest of your day.